Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us. Tons to get into. Get back into that Hawks nice win last night
over
the Suns. NFL news continues to break as well as the coaching carousel continues to turn. We'll get Mark Schlereth in here, our Odyssey NFL insider, in about 20 minutes as well. Get his thoughts on what went down last weekend. Look ahead this weekend as well. Some great matchups, obviously, in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And then we'll get to the AMA at 1:40 to wrap the show up. Do want to let you know, Dukes and Bell will be broadcasting live today from Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram from 2 to 7. It's Bash Night, which is perfect.
Yeah, man.
Because it's Bash Day.
Yeah, man.
Every Monday and Wednesday, it's all-you-can-eat wings from 5 to 8 p.m. So, again, Dukes and Bell this Wednesday. That's today from 2 to 7 at the Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram.
Okay. I just saw what you were talking about. Okay. So, another dog.
What was I talking? Oh,
has went to the NFL. Dan Jackson. Has announced that he's going to the NFL draft. I thought his ass was – I know how – Dan got more eligibility?
If Dan Jackson has more eligibility,
I need him to come back.
I need to understand how.
Yes. Come on back, Dan.
And yeah, if he has it, why not?
Yeah, come on back, Dan. He cash could. Cash money coming back, baby.
We're running it back.
Again. always a blessing. It is. And I'm happy that, you know, because all the goal, you play football, you want to go to the NFL. So he's going to go live his dream out.
Sure.
So, yeah. Congratulations, dog.
Congratulations,
Cash coming back.
Dude just makes big plays.
Man, that's what I'm saying.
If
we got more eligibility for Dan, come back.
Phil, he could play special teams for the Eagles.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think who's left. No, because I was at Senior Day for the dogs this year.
Yeah, you were.
And all of them ran out. All the teams ran out.
Uh-huh.
And it was Dan Jackson.
Okay, now he's going.
He's going.
He's leaving.
Okay. Cash money.
He's coming back. Why'd you run out at Senior Day if you were coming back?
Carson Beck.
Okay, he's transferring.
I think that's it. Might be somebody else. But
now, there was a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You told me all the names.
Yeah.
But they all had one thing in common.
Yeah. Yeah. But, congratulations, Dan. Yeah, man. Big play, Dan. He made the biggest play. He made the play in Georgia Tech when he kaplata out a quarterback.
He did.
And good for Dan.
He just kept fighting off five stars.
He did, man. He kept fighting them off.
We thought that dude got replaced 3 years ago. And then he just kept being out there in big games, won a couple national championships, made big plays in playoff games. It's just such a great example of, like, if you're a really big fan of a football – like, Dan Jackson probably is not a name that anybody – 10 years from now, outside Georgia fans is really going to remember. Mm-hmm. But Georgia fans are always going to remember him. And that's the great thing about college football is you have these guys that mean so much to you because they spent, and hopefully this continues, it feels like this goes away in this next era that we're stepping into, because they spent years playing for your program. Mm-hmm. And luckily he got to play in a lot of big games had big moments and stuff like that. But like they're going to do, like, cause they do the thing like between the third and the fourth. What quarter do they do when they bring legends, like when they brought you out there and you got to wave and stuff like that at the game?
It's first.
Dan Jackson's going to get brought out at a game in 15 years, and people are going to go absolutely nuts.
But that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Because it's always crazy whenever I do this, and I always tell them, I don't want to do this. All right? I'm just here for the game. I don't want to go out there and all this stuff. All right? Just leave me out of that. But every time, the one person who's always there when I'm there is Hot Rod. And don't nobody get a louder ovation than damn Rodrigo Blankenship.
Yeah, man.
Nobody. All right? Nobody. Like, it's crazy because I was like, Rodrigo Blankenship. They love Hot Rod.
They love the man.
They love that dude,
How
man.
Can you not?
How can you not? How Having shades not? And everything yeah, like that. Exactly. But yeah, but yeah, good for Dan, man. Good for Dan. And like you said, I mean, he was number 47, 17. I think he went back to 47 because the recruit wanted 17. So he took 17 back from him. They got 17 again. So, but yeah, good for my guy, man.
There you go.
Good for him.
There you go. Here's the thing. I'll take him. I'll take that dude on my team.
What happened up there with the dude in Washington I saw?
I don't know. You're talking about the wide receiver that transferred from Texas to Washington.
Yeah.
He transferred like 4 weeks ago, and then yesterday they announced that he's off the team.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's already up in the Washington streets.
I don't know. He got up there and it rained every day for a month, and he was like, to hell with this. Let me transfer. Well, I don't know, but I did go down the message board rabbit hole trying to figure out.
Oh, God, no.
I was excited. He's a five-star wide receiver. I was like, this guy's going to come, you know, who knows? Maybe he's going to be a big deal for us. Apparently, he got kicked off Texas's team, and that's part of what happened there. Sounds like there was some knuckleheadery going on up there in Seattle as well. So they were like, dude, you got to get out of here.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I don't know where he goes.
That's crazy.
I wish he would have stayed. Dude could catch.
You go on the message boards?
I'll get on dogman.com from time to time.
Really?
I don't comment. I don't comment. I just lurk.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with
it. So here's the thing. All right, first of all, whatever.
Please tell me.
Whatever, I'm on the message boards. Leave me alone.
No.
I don't comment.
Okay, that's all in. Okay.
Never have.
Okay.
Never commented.
All right, okay.
But I used to produce the radio show on Saturday mornings for the guys that run dogman.com, and they got me a log on. Like, they got, because you have to pay for it. It's like,
okay.
So a lot of these.
You got to pay to show that you're dumb?
Scout and, that's a perfect way to show you're dumb.
Yeah, you got to pay.
Some of these things you have to, some of them are subscription based and all that stuff. But my login has worked for 17 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Just, man.
I'm in perpetuity.
But that's the thing about the because this is always a funny.
Never commented. This, only lurked.
But this is always the funniest thing to me. Because I always do not use this phrase. But it's always funny when people say they heard. And it usually comes from the message board. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I heard? That George is looking for. Where you hear that from, ma?
Well, the best is the people that go on the message boards and tell you where they heard it.
Yes.
From. My cousin works at a dentist office, and the dental hygienist was cleaning Kirby's gardener's teeth last week.
Yes.
And the gardener said that he overheard Kirby talking on the phone to Nick Saban.
Yes.
And he's about to bring him out of retirement to be the defensive coordinator for the Georgia
Bulldogs.
And then
somebody will actually take that.
People are like, Saban to Georgia, confirmed.
Yeah. Take that. And go with it. Like, not everything on the message board is bad.
I mean, for the most part. It's just banter about your favorite team.
But
that's pretty much
it's always
it
that one, though.
Oh, yeah.
Those two.
Well, that's why you got to follow the Twitter account Message Board Geniuses, because they grab the best of the best, or the worst of the worst, however you want to put it.
What's it called again?
It's called Message Board Geniuses.
Okay.
And they post screenshots of the most nonsensical things that people write on message boards. And it's always hilarious.
Message Board Geniuses.
Yeah, it's always total craziness and all that stuff. Follow Sickos Committee while you're at it as well, because they usually have some pretty good stuff over there too. All right, Mark Schlereth going to join us in like 10 minutes. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as we always do. This hour, final hour of the show, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom!
You on the page?
I found a woo bag at a start.
Isn't it good?
2 seconds. So good. One, and the horn will sound, and that's it. And the Atlanta Hawks, shorthanded as they are. No DeAndre Holland Johnson. Didn't matter. They came up with the win over the Phoenix Suns. 43 points for Trae Young. Onyeka Okongwu, 22 points, 21 rebounds. Final score, Atlanta, 122. And the Suns, 117.
Yeah, nice win last night at home for the Atlanta Hawks after a little bit of an unexpectedly long delay, given that over the weekend because of the weather here in town. So you thought that it would be nice, maybe they'd be a little healthier. I guess not, because no Jalen, no DeAndre.
Nope.
No problem. Still able to take care of business last night against Phoenix, in large part because of the two names you just heard in the call. Trae goes for 43, and he was fantastic last night. Stepped up like a star does when the supporting cast isn't there. And Onyeka Okongwu continues to just be an absolute monster off the bench. 22 and 21, just totally productive minutes. Hustle like nobody else. 10 offensive rebounds. Easy to hustle against the Suns,
because
it looks like those guys are going at about 75% speed.
Are they on a back-to-back or something?
Are they old?
I don't know.
Do they not care? I don't know.
No.
That team is dysfunctional.
He out-hustled everybody.
Everybody.
He was out-hustling everybody, and obviously Trae did his thing. They had a little lull, and Phoenix took the lead. But Phoenix just was like you said, like, okay, we got the lead because Kevin Durant was getting to his spots everywhere he wanted to. And then Trey just took over. And I think like, he would have made three more because he missed a lot of floaters that were going around the rim. They were in there, but they didn't go in and out. But he's over 50 points. But he needed to go out there and take control of this because of who was not there. And because like we said, Jaylen was there. We still have no inkling of what's going on with him as far as the shoulder injury. And hopefully that'll be more transparent. Well, let us know.
Yeah, like if it's going to be a while, it would be good to know. I mean, obviously, they don't have to do that.
Yes.
They can keep doing – he's just on the injury report for every game, and he doesn't play. But I don't know. I don't remember a moment where it was like, dang. Because remember last year when he got hurt, he clearly broke his hand.
I thought it was ankle last year.
Well, whatever.
It might have been.
I mean, you knew. Knew when it happened. It was – remember he got fouled real hard and came
That's
down
what
bad.
That's it was. Okay.
Hand. And he was out for a long time. And at that time, we didn't realize how vital Jalen Johnson was to the Hawks' success. We know now what it is. But back then, it was like, really? That guy's that? No, yeah, he's that big of a difference. He's the second best player on the team. So, yeah, hopefully you get him back soon. Because you got Chicago today. At Chicago today. Chicago's had your number. They're not particularly good, but they've had your number. And there's some guys on that team. Guys on that team that I like. Lonzo Ball. He started for the first time the other night too. Lonzo
bring him on over.
He's having. I would love.
How many studio? Lonzo.
Love to have Lonzo
I know.
As a backup
I know. Jello got the album out, but like Lonzo can go too.
Can he?
Yeah, Lonzo can flow a little bit.
Really?
We got plenty of studios over here.
Oh, so many studios.
Look, I mean, we got one right down here.
Yeah.
Hey, Tig.
We'll offer it up, Tig.
Make it happen, Tig.
Offer it up.
Make it happen,
if
Tig.
If that's what it takes to get. Yeah. Lonzo Ball is the backup point guard on the Atlanta Hawks. He can use the studio to record.
Yeah, man. Make it happen.
Jello, by the way. He got like 13 mil from Def Jam.
Eight. Guaranteed.
And he controls his own masters, too.
Good for
like
him.
He controls his own publishing.
Good for him.
Well done.
I would never make another song.
Well done.
I would never make a song. He got an anthem.
You think he's peaked?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say nobody peaked, man. I know I should be peeking at this damn message board thing that you told me.
Sorry.
Because it is funny as hell.
It's very funny.
And they already mad at Carson down there. He's on the boat with them girls. He's not focused.
What? They're already mad at him in Miami?
He's not focused. Oh, my God.
No, he's got a girlfriend. That's the reason he's there.
It's the off season.
It's the off season. It's January.
Yeah.
By the way, he can't throw anyway. He can do maybe a little cardio. He just had elbow surgery.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Woo-sa. Right.
I told you. Pretty good over there. I like Vucevic, too. Vucevic would be nice.
They've been trying to move him as long as the
Everybody's been trying to trade Vucevic.
Yeah, since Clint Capella been trying to get moved.
Everybody's been trying to trade Vucevic since he was on Orlando 7 years ago. I'll take him. He's a center who gets 10 rebounds a game and shoots 43% from three.
How many threes does he shoot?
Not enough. Give it to him. Give it to him. Pick and pop. Let him get out there. I want that. All right. Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Get his thoughts on this weekend's playoff games coming up. Get some thoughts on what went down last weekend as well. Coaching carousel. As many questions as we can with Mark Schlereth coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Woo! 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a hump day. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open. 120 on Wednesdays means Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, host of the Stinkin' Tooth podcast. May your game day be delicious. Mark, how are you?
Well, Stink.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. I mean, we're looking forward to what should be just an excellent weekend of football coming up on Saturday and Sunday. Let me start with some of the coaching carousel stuff, though. Obviously, the Cowboys kind of the latest to enter the fray. What's the right type of guy to take that job? Obviously, that job comes with a lot of different stuff. Like, what's the right person for that job?
Well, who's gonna be respected in the locker room? Ultimately, nobody, right? Because you're never going to empower a head coach. If you're Jerry Jones, you'll never give anybody the power that's required. If you're not going to empower Bill Parcells to run your organization, then there's nobody that you will ever actually give power to. You will emasculate every coach there is. So for me, there's really only one guy that makes sense. Like all these young guys, and everybody gets all enamored by young guys, right? Oh, young guys connect with the locker room. Oh, young guys, they can speak to today's player. That is such a bunch of garbage.
Yes, it is.
Right? Can you communicate? Do you have respect? Do guys actually fear you? Because that's what matters. And so you're going to bring a young guy in that you're not going to empower. Players will walk all over that guy. They know ultimately if they don't like what's going on, they quit listening and they go right to Jerry Jones. So there's one guy that makes sense, Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll would have a certain level of respect simply because of what he's done, both winning a national championship and winning a Super Bowl and the years that he has spent in the league. But give me a break. Kellen Moore, you think guys are going to walk all over Kellen Moore I'm not against Kellen Moore, but against any of these young coaches, Ben Johnson, I know that it's an NFL job, so I know that there's only 32 of them, so they're all good jobs, but let's be honest. Let's be honest, man. I'm a big 80s guy. I love 80s alternative music. Psychedelic Furs were one of my favorite bands. And one of the things, a line I use in one of their songs all the time is, you can never win or lose if you don't run the race. I'm going to run the race, man. I want to know where I stand. And I might get my ass kicked, but at least I know I'm going to go out there and give it my all, and I'll get my ass kicked. You go to Dallas, you don't get to run the race. Jerry's running it. Right. You don't get to be empowered. I'd rather coach New Orleans than I would coach the Dallas Cowboys.
What about this job out in Vegas? Because it seems like Mark Davis is letting Tom run the show. How much faith do you have in that? I know he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but Michael Jordan was the best, greatest basketball player of all time, and he was the worst GM probably in history. How do you think that works out there in Vegas?
Yeah, that's really interesting because I think that culture, you know, has been so bad for so long, and so that's tough. The one thing that I would say about Tom Brady is Tom Brady came from nothing. He was a 6th-round pick that they were going to cut. They kept him as the 4th overall quarterback because of his competitiveness and because of something they saw. So nothing was given to Tom Brady. And I will tell you, even Bill Belichick, one of the reasons Tom Brady left is he got tired of being just berated and needing everything else. Like that's who Belichick is. So ultimately, he's not one of those guys that was just like, I've always said, like, superstar players, superstar athletic players don't make good coaches because they don't have a sense of how hard it actually is, right, for the rest of us. I think Tom Brady has a great sense of how hard it actually is. And so I'll give him a little bit of credit on that. I just don't – the Raiders are such a mess, and they've been such a mess for such a long time. I just don't know about changing the culture of that organization. It's going to take somebody with an unbelievably strong personality to be able to get that done.
Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local grocery store. Add a little extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day this football season. What do you think happens with Sam Darnold this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, he was on his way to getting one of those, Baker Mayfield, $100 million, three-year, $100 million deals. And that feels like, you know, that ship has sailed. Listen, I think that Sam Darnold played exceptionally well for the first,
what, 16 weeks of the season. And unfortunately, you know, he ran into Detroit. He ran into the Rams. Now, I will say this, from a game planning standpoint, Kevin O'Connell got his ass kicked game planning wise. And so, you know, when you give up 9 sacks, it's easy to point to the O-line and say the O-line sucks, or it's easy to point to the quarterback and say, he's holding the ball too long. But the difference between those two, and remember, Kevin O'Connell worked for Sean McVay, right? So Kevin O'Connell is the understudy to Sean McVay. Sean McVay had an answer for his quarterback every single play.
Yep.
So if you're bringing 5, you're bringing 6. If we're not picked up, you're bringing 7. I've got a quick answer. Also, I've got a guy that's running a route and stopping right where somebody is blitzing, right? So whatever that vacated spot is, I've got a guy filling that vacated spot. So, like, if he was protected, then Matthew Stafford could push it down the field. If he wasn't, he had an automatic answer. I watched Sam Darnold drop back deep drops with deep routes, deep combination routes that took a while to develop and not have any answers. So, like, you give up 9 sacks, and it's easy, like I said, to point to the quarterback or the O-line, but honestly, your coaching sucks. You give up 9 sacks, your coach sucks. Like, it's just the game plan sucks.
Yeah. Hey, the bigger game of the week, because I know we don't have a lot of time with it, but the biggest one is going on Sunday night up there in Buffalo. Obviously, you got Baltimore going up to Buffalo. That, when they played earlier, Baltimore mud drug them. But now this game, how do you think this game plays out?
I think it's going to play out the same way. I mean, you watch Buffalo, man. They want to play little people to big people on every – like, I just watched the Broncos. It made me sick going back to the coach's film because I'm like, dude, if you gave – like, in my time under Mike Shanahan, if you gave us those fronts with nickel and dime and we're in 2 tights or we're in 21 personnel, fullback, and you shut us down. Mike Shanahan would be on the sideline, 18 shades of red, like the fire marshal Bill, going, like, he'd just be screaming, these mother effers think they can line up in nickel and dime and stop our running game? Yep. Like, the play a 2 high safety? You know, the unmitigated goal that these guys think, I mean, we would be going, it would be Katie bar the door. We'd run through you like crap through a goose. And the fact that they line up like that and think they're going to stop anybody, they line up like that against the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens are going to hang 40 on their ass.
Let me ask you kind of a big picture question about the other 3 games. The Rams, Commanders, and Texans, all underdogs. Which of those 3 teams do you think has the best chance to win?
I think the Texans, I think the way the Texans are playing on the defensive side of the ball, they have a chance to go to Kansas City and win that game. And, you know, protection stuff is interesting to me because Kansas City has, you know, given up more hits and more sacks on their quarterback, and they really finally kind of figured it out with Joe Thuney moving from guard to left tackle. And he's done a phenomenal job out there. And right now, they're rotating in practice between him and the guy they picked up, Humphreys from the Arizona days. They picked him up off the street. But I really believe that Thuney's got to be the guy that starts there because he has played exceptionally well. But listen, what I saw from Houston, dude, they were like those bunch of the ravenous dogs out there on the defensive side of the ball. They were flying around hitting people. And it's really funny. You know, we all get enamored, and I know how fans operate and the way fans see the game, right? They watch and follow the ball. But what fascinates me is you watch even Wild Card Weekend. Show me the team that dominates the line of scrimmage. I'll show you the team that won every game.
Yep.
Houston dominated the line of scrimmage, won the game. Philadelphia dominated the line of scrimmage. Won the game. Baltimore dominated the line of scrimmage. Won the game. Buffalo dominated the line of scrimmage. Won the game. Go through it. And so we can sit here and talk about even the Rams absolutely dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides, defensively. So you go through it, and we get, you know, especially come playoff time, we get so caught up in the quarterbacks, right? We get so caught up in who's the wide receiver. We get so caught up in stuff that ultimately, to me, doesn't truly decide the game. When I pick games, look, you know what? On the Stinkin' Truth podcast right now, I have picked against the spread at almost a 70% clip this year. And I just take three games a week, but my three games a week, I picked at almost a 70% clip on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Why? Because I don't get myself caught up in, oh, my God, these guys have this wide receiver. It's going to be a big day. I say, hey, man, who's going to dominate the line of scrimmage? Who can't block the other team? What? And that's what I look at. And so, you know, come playoff time, man, the most physical team, that never goes in and out of style. Mm-hmm. That never. If you have the most physical team, you'll win about 80% of your games.
Mark, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Stink.
Thank you.
Be good.
Mark Schlereth there. Host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, where he's giving out free money.
Yeah.
By the way, 70% clips, pretty good.
Hell yeah, it is.
Pretty good. I would head over there and check it out, see who he thinks is going to win this weekend. It certainly sounds like he thinks Baltimore is going to beat Buffalo.
But the thing about it is that that's what everybody says.
They just have to stick with it.
Buffalo's got to get a lead and get out of that big personnel.
That's right.
Because they don't. They're going to run it. You ain't going to stop them big old boys and with a bunch of damn DBs.
As long as they stick with it.
Yes.
Stick to the run game.
Yeah, Todd.
Come on, Todd. Come on, Todd. Just stick to the run game. Again, that was Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. We'll be right back. We'll get to an AMA. Load the phone lines up, 404-726-0929. We will answer anything you ask after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Everything all right?
Yeah. No, this thing on, this is a short over here in this thing.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah, keep on messing going on. Hey,
come on.
I don't want me mug face to come in here. But I'm in hole four now. It says it right there.
I know exactly what you're talking about. But sans context, that's a pretty funny thing to say. So I'm just going to write that down for about 10 minutes from right now. Randy's in hole four now.
Yeah.
Good. You like it?
I can hear. Works pretty well. Works well.
How does it compare to holes 1 through 3? Favorably? Okay. We got a couple phone lines available, 404-726-0929, if you want to call us up and ask us a question. What?
Nothing.
You keep faking me out. Hold on. Hey, is it Mike? Confirming it with Abe. It must be a big story. Because normally we just run with it and just say whatever we want.
Yeah, I'm going to say it in a damn way because Abe. We usually do.
Yeah.
They saw about Miggy might be coming back.
Miguel Almirón.
I love
it's
it.
Very early reports and early stages.
Right, but it's... The reports are
being
true.
Bandied about.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. There you go.
All right, then.
So Miggy might be coming home.
Who's going to do the other edge of the heart?
Me.
Okay.
Or, I don't know who's up there.
Joseph.
Right now.
I know Joseph ain't nobody team.
Nah.
Bring him back. Let's get the band back together.
Get the band back together. Everybody loves those guys. Get them back. That would be really cool if Miguel Almirón came back. Now, I'll be honest with you. Maybe you guys have. I have.
I watched a couple.
How's he? How did
I saw
he
a couple. I saw a couple of Newcastle games.
How's he looking?
He was still missing high like Miggy.
Okay. He's still fast as hell.
Still fast as hell.
All right, good.
But he's not as fast as those other guys in that league.
That's
playing.
True.
Yeah.
Speed's a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
Physicality over there is a little different. All right. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
I might swerve in that corner. Whoa. What y'all know about that, man?
It's good. It's a good song. It's a good song.
Hey, man. Before I ask my question. I got to address certain misnomers Randy done put out there about me, right?
Okay.
First of all, I did not follow my wife, right? My wife didn't make me come to Kansas City, right? I walked in her trap, took over her trap. It's a difference, all right?
Well, how your country ass for putting to meet a beautiful woman from Kansas City?
Okay. Long story short, I was at Fort Riley. She graduated at K-State. That's okay. How we met.
That's where Fort Riley. Oh, man, my cousin was stationed out there in Fort Riley. He said, it ain't nothing out there.
I feel so sorry for your cousin. I apologize. All right, so second thing. I remember last time I called, and I had tuned into the app real late. So what I thought I heard was y'all said that I didn't look like my boy. I didn't know y'all said I didn't look like my voice.
Oh,
my
question is, I see.
Right. My question is, this is what the hell was y'all expecting me to look like?
Since I'm a brother, I'll say it, all right? Devin, I thought you was dark, bald-headed with a beard. I did. I did. But then I saw it on Instagram. I was like, oh, that's Devin McKesson. Let me follow Devin. Let me see. Look, one beautiful, beautiful wife, beautiful babies, beautiful. And then I was like, that's Devin? I did, Devin.
I told you for the longest, I ain't the typical light-skinned brother. I'm telling you that. I know it's hard to believe, brother. I wouldn't say, but bro, I'm not going to go sue my worker. All right. Know what I'm saying? Right. I ain't like Drake light-skinned.
All right. Hey, but you damn near there, though. That's all I'm going to say. Damn near there.
That's messed up, man.
Right, but you my dog.
Damn near disrespectful.
You my people, though.
Y'all my people, bro. All right, Devin.
I don't know. Did he clear up the misnomer about moving to Kansas City for his lady, though? Because
it sounded like
he just reframed it. Yeah. Like, he just tried to tell the story.
Yeah.
Who lived in Kansas City first?
He was in Fort Riley. She went to K-State.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is in Kansas. Which is close to Kansas City.
And which is around that area where he was. Okay.
So then she lived there.
And Devin, like, I think Devin might be 10 years older than her. So Devin was so... Devin was walking around campus with a book bag on. That's what happened with Devin. Devin was walking around campus down in Manhattan with a book bag on, trying to fit in.
Looking for ladies.
And went and got him a Delta. They probably stepping on the yard, too. When did, yeah.
I agree with you, though. He does not look like he sounds.
Yeah.
It is true. DJ is in North Druid Hills. Hey, DJ.
Hey, fellas.
Hello.
Hey, quick question. This is looking forward to next season. Would you consider Robert Kraft for making the change from Mayo to Vrabel a smart move when basically Randy could walk into the job with the Patriots if they release J.C. Jackson will have upwards of $80 million in salary cap? Mm-hmm.
I think they have more than that.
I think they do.
Yeah, I think they got more than that.
They got a couple more moves coming that are getting more money.
I think the biggest thing with them is – Braves is in charge. Mm-hmm. Like, Braves, I know he brought his guy in over there, but Elliot Wolf was still there. And basically what Braves is telling him, y'all figured out y'all relationship, but it don't matter because everybody answers to me. I get final say on everything. And, they got money. I wouldn't be surprised they went and got a big-time receiver. I wouldn't be surprised they wouldn't got some high-paid offensive linemen. That was just my thought process about it. But, yeah, Braves, that's Braves in charge.
Yeah, this is nothing, my take on it, is nothing against Gerard Mayo.
No.
But by the end of the Belichick tenure, they didn't want to do what they agreed to do.
No.
He just had publicly said that he was going to do it.
Yes.
So he had to do it. Otherwise, he was going to look terrible.
Yeah.
But so he did it. And then after a year, he was like, all right, the guy that I really want is available. So now it sucks that's what happened to Gerard Mayo.
It sucks.
For sure. Like, that's a bad situation to be put in. He was never going to win more than four games there. Mm-hmm. They were a terrible – we talked about it going into the year. It's like, they're going to be awful.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what Drake May is. Now, he looks like he might be pretty good. But we had no idea how that was going to work out.
Yep.
But, yeah, no, I mean, it's a bad situation that he was in. But Kraft did it to – it was a Falcons for life situation.
Yes, he told – He told him 4 years. That was the same thing that happened in Texas with Muschamp. You remember that? With that whole thing, Muschamp ended up leaving. Anyway.
Same thing that happened in Seattle with Jim Mora at the end of the Holmgren era. They got rid of it after 1 year. The coach in waiting thing – It's just almost never worked.
Because it has to happen the next year.
Has to happen immediately.
Yes, exactly. And it didn't. And Gerard got screwed.
Yep, that's exactly right.
He got screwed.
Skip is in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
What's happening down there, Randy? Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year, Skip.
What up, Skip?
What's up? Randy, hopefully this year we're going to get together and play some spades, right? So I can shut your mouth up.
I don't do that. Talk to me like that. Hey, can't walk up on their bar and hit their head. All right. So bring it anytime you want it, little man. Bring it on.
I got you, man.
Anytime you want it, little man. Bring it on.
I got you. But check this out. Me and the guys, we were together and we had a dilemma. Mm. I'm gonna see what y'all say. But then I also got an AMA for y'all. The first question is. Charles Oakley versus Mike Tyson. Who you think wins?
Hey, hold on. What Mike Tyson?
When? Yeah, when?
What Mike Tyson?
When? And what Charles Oakley?
Both of them.
Oh, the young ones.
In their prime, their fighting day.
Okay.
All right, then the second question, you know, I've been binge watching this stuff while it was snowing. if you could be the main star, the main star in a movie or a TV show, what would it be? And I'll talk to y'all later, man.
All right, Skip, bro. I mean, a movie, they make more money, right?
Yeah, but which one?
Oh, with movie. Oh, man, I don't know. I've been watching myself. What did I watch the other day? My God. Some new one on Prime Video with the cop show. It was so fast. On call. I watched it in one day. It's just bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, damn, I'm over with it. But it's pretty good. It's a pretty good show. I would want to be, like, in power. I want to be in one of 50 shows.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to 50 shows. But I want to be, the main guy. And I don't want to be, I want to be the highest paid because 50 he don't pay his guys that much money.
Okay.
But I'll do that.
I don't know. I never have a good answer for that. Like, let me be the star quarterback in a movie about a football team or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? Let me be the, I'll be Jake Taylor in Major League.
There you go.
Let me be Jake Taylor in Major League.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. Yeah. Mike Tyson would whip Charles Oakley ass.
Yeah, no offense to Charles Oakley.
No offense to Charles Oakley.
In their primes.
In their primes. Mike Tyson would beat the absolute hell out of Charles Oakley.
There was a great, I think Gilbert Arenas told this, or somebody told it on one of these NBA podcasts recently, about when Jordan was in Washington and Kwame Brown was on the team. Did you see this?
Yes, man.
Because obviously he was, not fond of Kwame Brown.
Yes.
And
then why did he draft him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't know all that stuff. And he would basically just refer to him like his name was the garden tool.
Yes.
That's just what he would call him. And Kwame was getting up. He was going to fight him.
Yeah.
Did you hear this story?
Yeah. He said he got real drunk and everything.
He was pounding shots at the bar. He had like 3 shots lined up because he was ready to fight him. And Mike walked into the bar, called him that name, said, Charles is downstairs, so don't get any ideas. Yeah. I see you're over there trying to get some courage from the bar.
Yes.
And just ended it, totally eviscerated him in 14 seconds.
Let me tell you something, man. Oak, and I've met Oak before, and Oak got, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he got big ass, knock your ass out hands.
And he was Michael Jordan's muscle.
Bodyguard. Yeah, he was.
Because were they ever teammates, like early Chicago days?
Chicago days. Yeah, they traded him. They traded him to get Bill Cartwright.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Corey is in Griffin. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Real quick, have you ever heard an advertisement? It sounds so good to make you want to try it, but then they say something in the commercial to make you say, I don't know. For instance, the commercial y'all advertised about big time, and then you say we treat you like family. Sometimes the way family treats you or the way people treat their family, I don't know if I want to deal with you.
Fair enough.
That's fair enough.
I have every medicine commercial.
Yes.
Because every medicine commercial, it's like, oh, that'd be great if you had that affliction. You could just take this thing and then you'd feel better. And then they do all the side effects.
Yes. And they do it in small letters. They read it real fast.
Yeah. Or sometimes they'll read some of them really fast and then say other ones slow. And it's there was way too many side effects.
But the biggest thing, I just don't understand why they make herpes seem like it's fun. I have genital herpes. And I'm not ashamed to tell you. Why aren't you?
You should be.
You should be.
You shouldn't be on the commercial telling us.
The thing about it, I know they're actors and actresses probably, but if somebody see you out on the street, they going to think you got that package.
I think that lady has genital herpes.
Yeah, but they make it sound so they got the nice soft music and they running through a field and everything.
No, you should.
Yeah, you should be mad.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dog.
In every way.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody or spread it. I also don't think that certain drugs should have theme songs.
Yes, I agree with that.
Like, they got people doing, dances in fountains and talking about going and getting Ozempic.
Yeah.
It's like, that's for people with diabetes.
They don't understand that.
Nobody
wants diabetes.
It's not a celebration.
Nobody wants diabetes.
Making rhymes out of A1C?
Yeah, man. To ask your doctor about. No, man. If I have a problem, shouldn't my doctor already know about it?
I'm serious.
Something's wrong.
Do you not smell fresh down there?
I don't.
Yeah. Neither do I.
Quit.
Well, in that case, get this stuff right here. Yeah.
Side effects include
your leg might fall off.
Lance is in Atlanta. Hey, Lance.
Hey, guys. I got 2 questions. The first one, I believe your last interview was Mark Schlaer, and how he was saying that the. Everybody who won this weekend won the trenches. I was wondering, could you guys somehow relay that message to our front office somehow, some way? Can we draft somebody to win the trenches?
Yep.
Because football is not that hard. Amen. That's where you win and you lose the game.
Agree.
Yep.
Second question is for Randy. I love football because of the physicality of the sport and how you can pop it and go back it up. I got a question. Do you have an experience when somebody was popping it and it went wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Popping it too hard on the steel, and it went left. And that's it.
What's he saying there?
He said
popping it?
Did he say somebody on the field popping it?
Does he mean talking trash? Because I got a different connotation for that phrase.
Who said pop?
I think he said popping it.
I ain't never heard it before.
Neither have I. But, well, I've heard popping
I mean, I've heard that, but
usually a handstand.
I'm just going to go about talking.
You ever had somebody out there running their mouth and they couldn't back it up?
All the time.
Yeah, that seems
that happens more times than not. And it's always that dude. And it's always the
guy. Do they stop talking then?
But it's always the guy who ain't never been out there before. Mm-hmm. Who, like, probably, you know, they all excited and everything, full of pee and vinegar, and just like, hey, man. Blah, 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 and you're just like, okay.
Okay. No problem. All right, we'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Yeah. And those are the dudes who get the most personal fouls, the most unsportsmanlike taunting, because you taunt them.
But when you talk like that, and then it doesn't go right. Do you then shut up?
No.
You got to keep talking,
You got to keep talking. That wasn't nothing. Hey, man, I need a new chin strap.
Hey, man.
That wasn't nothing.
They carved you off the field, bro. Dude. You just made Ray Lewis really mad, and then he knocked you out.
That wasn't nothing.
The worst, too, is because guys will talk, and they're not good enough to back it up, and then their teammates have to pay for
it. That's the worst in the world right there. And that's, you know, that's always the people like myself and those guys that would get the defensive lineman mad that I ain't got to block, especially the interior guys. Well, you sure is ugly. I remember my man David Jacobs told John Henderson, he said, you are on the All-American, All-Ugly team. And he said this before the game. And we're like, DJ, you don't got to block this dude. Man, John Henderson was tossing my ass. We still won the game. But, boy, I'll never forget that. You are on the All-Ugly, All-American
team. You made
team.
Somebody else's job hard.
Yes.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Yeah. Takeaways of the day. Shoe.
Some people have soft knuckles. Whatever that means. And Andy is a switch hitting stud.
Everybody gets enamored by young guys.
Yeah, young. You guys say it like that. Young guys.
And Randy is in hole four now.
Because he didn't want Scott up here. Uh-uh. That warm leg is better in person. Uh-huh. And Coach Bud could be off that red wine, or he could be on Ozempic.
Unbelievable.
Bunk lurks on something called dogman.com.
It's the Washington message board. I'm not proud.
You just call it Dogman.
I'm not proud of myself. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. Dukes and Bell coming up next.